Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 1, verses 67 to 69. Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and gave this prophecy. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and redeemed his people. He has sent us a mighty Saviour from the royal line of his servant David. Zechariah and Elizabeth were an old couple. At the time, being childless was a matter of shame and disgrace, and they'd lived with this burden for many years. One day, Zechariah was doing his priestly duty in the temple and was confronted by the angel Gabriel. The angel told him that Elizabeth was going to have a baby, and he was, not surprisingly, astonished. He asked the angel how this could possibly happen in view of his great age. Gabriel informed him that the message had come directly from God, and that Zechariah's failure to believe it immediately meant that he would be unable to speak until the child's birth. What amazing months they must have been as Zechariah and Elizabeth adjusted to the fact that they were going to have a baby. And how frustrating it must have been for Zechariah to have been unable to express his undoubted delight. We can only imagine the smile on Zechariah's face when their son John was safely born and he was able to speak again. We read that he was filled with the Holy Spirit as he launched into a prophetic prayer of praise and worship. For hundreds of years, the Jews had been waiting for their Messiah, and now, at last, the time had come. Zechariah's special son was going to pave the way for the arrival of their Saviour. We know nothing about Zechariah and Elizabeth other than what we read in this chapter. They were simply faithful Jewish believers who were willing to serve the Lord and play their part in the coming of Jesus. Our calling today is, like Zechariah and Elizabeth, to serve God faithfully, even when he asks us to do surprising things. So let me ask you a question. What do you learn from the example of Zechariah and Elizabeth's faithfulness? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the privilege of serving you. Help us to be faithful to you, even when you ask us to do surprising things. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.